One of the things I was going to say that I thought was pretty important and might have got lost in the noise tonight was that, Mark was a person in my life that we were together since he was 15 years old. I coached him all 4 years of high school track and 3 years of football. And we became pretty trustworthy brothers and soulmates, if you might want to call that a little bit. But I was going to say tonight that, on its very best day, adolescence is like a form of insanity. So I was still learning how to deal with that stuff, and I was a young coach. Mark was 14, 15 years old, and we talked about butting heads last night, and we just figured it all out. But, but I'm honored and privileged to be here, humbled also. This place is like taking a bath in football tradition here. Pretty crazy. I mean, this is an amazing place. This town has 104,000 people in the stadium, almost as big as the city. My town has 102,000. We can't fill it up for a high school game. So, but at any rate, I just want to say, there's really not a lot of time tonight to elaborate about Mark's his playing career too much. I just want to say that as a high school athlete, I never saw one better. I coached 43 years, and I can tell you the truth. That's a fact. He was the most fluid and talented athlete that I ever coached, and I saw a bunch of good ones. But he's still the best. He's still the best. Hardest working guy. Nothing was ever easy in a lot of parts of Mark's life, but he overcame everything because he's just tough and durable and versatile, among other things. But I love the guy like a son that I never had. And I'll be here for him the rest of my days.
I'm going to be kind of talking about a little bit of people that helped me along the way, contributing to me being here tonight. A lot of them, are not, coaches or football players. There's some people that has been personal that affected my life that I feel like I need to recognize. I'm going to be talking about how my experience here that I had a little bit here in Green Bay and what it meant to me and my family. And, it's always great to come back here. When I played, we didn't have a whole bunch of winning seasons, but the fans here still loved you, from whatever you're going through and all the tough times that we had, they were always behind you. So I'll be kind of sharing a little bit about that too as well.
What has this honor meant to you? And when you did get it, was it a no-brainer for you to have Bob as the one percenter?
Well, as a player, as you've been playing this game, you have a lot of other things to worry about on your mind as a player than here. This is after. So you never think about that. But, after you retire, you kind of reflect on your career and look back and see was I worthy enough to be in that that Hall of Fame, be in the room with those kind of ball players. And, usually you may get that call 5 years after you retire, maybe 10. It took a little longer for me, but it means the world to me. It kind of validates on what I've done here, and it means the world. Mm-hmm.
And the decision to go with Bob as a presenter, was that just a no-brainer?
No. I had a lot of other guys that, I had on my mind that, coaches that I coached with would have been great candidates to do this for me. But Bob kept just popping up in my head, Every time I start to think about someone else, he just kept coming back into my mind. And I said, I got to go with this guy, I do. I really do. And we have a long history, me and Bob there. Like you said, I was 15 years old when we met, and here you saw my whole career, from high school to college and all through the pros, and we're still friends. He still likes me.
You mentioned the weight. Was there a point where you just thought this was just not going to happen?
You got to go on with life sometimes, you know? I mean, you can't just sit back there and worry about it. If it happens, I said, you know, it will happen. And, my mom always said, better late than never, baby, you know? And I've always took that, you know, with some respect from hearing that from her. And it just came, you know, came and hit me by surprise, which I think that's the best way. I was pretty shocked when I got that phone call.
What is a highlight of your playing career? What sticks out when you think?
Oh, I got some really good memories and some bad times, to tell you the truth. But, one of the big highlights is that, back in the strike year when we were in 1982, we were able to make it to the playoffs out there, and we got two rounds in. The Cardinals right here on this field here, and then we went on to Dallas and played Dallas, and was in that game pretty much. And, I picked off a pass and took it back for a touchdown, put us within seven. And so that was a very memorable time for me. And just the fact that I played for, 11 years, and those were only two playoff games I got to play in here. So, it sticks in my mind about that.
Was it about the relationships that you developed too, Mark, and just some of the lifelong bonds that you...
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, you've got guys, from all across the country that comes here, and, all their lives and their backgrounds are pretty different, but, pretty similar at the same times. We all go through some of the same challenges, especially in football, trying to get here and be at this level. I mean, it takes a lot to get here. But yes, definitely the camaraderie of the guys and stuff, and I really miss that. And thank God for Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame that has these kind of functions and stuff that where you can see these guys again.
So what does this mean? This is pretty close to the pinnacle.
Well, yeah, it means a lot. We all play for at the end of the season, being the last team standing, holding up that Vince Lombardi Trophy. Unfortunately, that didn't happen for me here, but this right here is, just as good. I'll wear this with the badge of honor the rest of my life.